bitch face up, cause you're a natural. I've been in hot as stone. You gotta be so cold to make it.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome.
That was good.
Oh, was it?
That was
so
cheerful.
I thought you were
going to
give me another pump. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to hit me.
No, feeling good.
Hey,
that
okay.
was great.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. I'm your friend in the real estate business, Phil Nardella. Taylor Williams-Moniz is here, which is awesome, and she's your favorite real estate attorney, among other things.
Thanks.
She's a full partner, Donahoe Young & Williams. I'm just going to plow through this.
All right.
You know what? And she's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. And we also have our illegitimate, or a legitimate, I'm not sure, illegitimate son.
Illegitimate.
Yeah.
Hello,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Patrick.
Hi, Patty.
Hello.
Yeah, so
it's a sad
kind of a
day.
It's kind of a somber day here.
I know. Patty's last day with us.
I hope our listeners will stay with us when Patty goes. But if, in case you didn't know, Patty's leaving us. He's going on to greener pastures.
We're excited for him.
We are very excited
for
you.
Thank you.
We got your little card. Why don't you open it?
He's growing up.
All right. I'm opening this.
Yeah. He's going. Can we say or should we not say or? Probably.
I don't know. That's up to him if he wants to say.
I don't care if you guys
we thought we'd say a little something for you in a card.
All right. I'm going to read this card out. Right. Goodbye to someone special. Every ending brings a new beginning. Oh, my goodness. I'm hold on with that. So sad to see
you. That's
a
good part.
No, it is, but yeah. I'm going sentimentality first here.
Well,
Patrick,
he's so your kid.
You are... Oh, Patrick, you are a man among men. Thank you for all the hard work, your contributions to the show, and your friendship. Good luck going forward. I know you'll be a huge success. Love, Dad. Oh, I swear, I'm starting to tear up. Oh, goodness.
Well, yours is nice. Mine's
but,
not.
Oh, and then good luck. We will miss you. And it cheers a little martini.
Very me, right?
Yeah. Yep, without a martini.
Yeah.
Well, we will miss you.
We will, absolutely.
And you have been awesome.
Thank you.
You know, you've been,
yes,
you've been,
of course.
You know, you've been a huge addition to the show.
Thank
yes,
you.
Especially the tortilla chip eating. My favorite contribution.
Still remember.
Oh, yeah.
I was really hungry that day.
Yes, I know the feeling.
Oh, my goodness.
We will miss you, but good luck.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for the other part of that.
Oh, there's another part. Yeah. You're welcome. Absolutely. You're welcome.
Oh, my goodness.
Don't spend it all at once.
Yes.
A few martinis.
Some nice things. Yeah, right.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Okay.
Love
well,
you, both.
You know what?
Hey,
see, I even put a little unhappy face there.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I think we're ready to go with our show in 60 seconds. Here's a 1 minute preview on what's coming up on today's show.
Okay. What is the attraction between drunk drivers and the KHTS parking lot?
16 DUIs last weekend and 10 this weekend. Why do we advertise DUI checkpoints?
Open Door's most eloquent wordings and why they are hurting our property values.
Open Door's doubling down on ad spending after taking a $62 million fine from the DOJ.
Fourth round of layoffs hit Keller Williams ahead of their mega camp.
Oops. Arizona town to homeowners. We'll pay you not to rent to Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. The real estate company and lender Really is closing their doors after raising $250 million only a year ago. We had to have seen that coming.
10 things that you should never say from an agent to an agent in the real estate business. All of that and less.
Indeed.
On today's show.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, let's get into it.
You know what? I have to tell you good news and bad news, though, about my week, just like very quickly.
Yes. Tell us the shower story, Mommy.
Oh, I'll tell you that. That's yeah, that kind of dovetails in. So super fun this week. So obviously we're having, you know, these two gremlins and we need a bigger car.
Yes.
And
oh,
I wasn't thinking that we would get another car until like January of next year just because I had a lease with BMW. But I was able to find a company that bought out our lease and bought a car.
Oh.
And had it in the driveway waiting for Greg Gook when he came home on Monday night. I've always wanted to do that, like surprise somebody like that. Like he knew that we were looking at it. He knew I test drove it. He knew I wanted it.
Yeah.
But did not know that it was already like literally our sales rep was inside with Cameron having a glass of wine like waiting for Greg to sign. And then that was it.
Wow.
So we got a new car.
That's so exciting.
I know. This morning Greg's like, how's your day? I'm like, it's pretty rough. But the good thing is like if anything ever happens to you and like I decide to leave or like our marriage or anything, I'm like, I'm living in this car.
Yeah.
So
Well, so the last time he went out of town, you bought a car. He's never going out of town again.
No, he was happy about it.
No, I know. That's awesome.
It's not like that, oh, honey, here's, you know.
Yeah, guess what I did while you were gone.
No, he knew that we were purchasing it. It was the timing that he wasn't aware of. So that was super fun.
I have no idea whether we're going to be a one-car family starting in January because they want me to give back my Mercedes. The lease is up in October, and then they're going to give me 3 more months that I can pay for it. And then I don't know what to do. So I may actually be taking Judy to work and driving her car. Can you imagine that?
No.
For 6 months?
Actually, no. I really can't. But
it would be hard. I played golf yesterday, and it'd be hard. She'd have to Uber home, right, from work.
So we're going to pick her up in the spaceship.
That ain't going
to
work.
And then also our nanny mentioned to us just casually. I asked her about a date in which she could work. She's like, oh, I'll be in Costa Rica. I'm like, I'm sorry. What? So she's in Costa Rica for 2 weeks. And she's like, I told you. I'm like, that's cute. A, you didn't. B, is like, could you email me? And Greg was like, even I know if it's important. You email Taylor and you CC Michelle, my assistant, right?
Oh,
So I was like in tears on Wednesday trying to figure that out.
Should I be worried? Because she's going to be watching our daughter.
No. No, she's wonderful. She's just a little.
When she's in the country.
Spacey. Yeah. Anyway, so this morning I have a friend whose daughter is helping with Cameron, thankfully, but she didn't come as early as Lexi usually does, so I'm trying to take a shower while I watch Cameron, which means he needs to be in the bathroom with me, right?
Because
he's like walking everywhere, putting everything in his mouth. He's crazy.
Right.
I was in the shower for maybe 4 minutes, and he managed to unhinge the door to one of our bathroom cabinets. He pulled out an entire, can I say that on the air, box of tampons and dumped them.
Yeah, you're fine.
I guess so.
Dumped them into the shower, and then also pulled the toilet paper roll, and it looks like someone TP'd our bathroom in 4 minutes. And I sent photos to Greg. I was like, I'm not even mad. I'm impressed.
Yep.
The speed with which this kid messed up the entire bathroom.
He's a whirling dervish,
dude. Amazing. I was just looking at him like, now clean it up, but no, he didn't clean it up.
What was that cartoon, that thing that would go
the
around?
Tasmanian devil.
The Tasmanian devil. Oh, that's what he is. He's a Tasmanian devil.
The Tasmanian devil.
Oh man,
and I'm the mob roadrunner running after
that's
him
so good.
Trying to clean up.
God, hey, you have to do that impersonation again one more time for James.
Which one? A Shaggy and Scooby?
Yeah, you got to do that one more time for
old time's sake. Yep. Zoinks, Scoob, we're on Phil and Taylor's show. We're on Taylor's show? yeah, man. Yeah.
It's good. It's very good.
That's amazing.
Anyway.
That's amazing.
You're impressive. My son's impressive.
We should have given you more money.
It's been a week.
That's impressive.
I know, right?
Yep. Let's start with by the numbers.
Okay, that sounds
SCV,
like a good place.
By the numbers.
All right. Yay! It's interesting because Stevenson Ranch went from 32 listings to 17. I don't know what happened. Boom, a bunch of them sold. Hmm. Active listings for Santa Clarita, 620.
Can't believe you didn't let us guess on Patty's last day.
Okay. why don't you guess active under contract and pending, both of them together?
In one lump sum.
Yep.
Okay. One lump sum.
Yep. Active under contract and pending. Now, in case you're listening and you don't know what that means, if you're an active listing and somebody actually writes you an offer and you accept it, you go into active under contract. It means it's still active. You can actually go and maybe put a backup offer in. But then it goes to pending as soon as everybody actually releases all their contingencies. So active under contract and pending. What do you think the number is there?
Do you want me to go first? Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
185.
I'm going to say 210.
324.
Oh, God. Oh, wow. Way off. That's a lot.
Yeah. Wow.
That's higher than it's been in months.
So we have less than 2 months inventory, which is pretty good, although the stock market is getting crushed today because
let's not talk about that, please.
Sorry. Okay. One more number. How many sold in the last 30 days? How many actually closed in the last 30 days?
Of the 324? Is that the lump sum or?
How many?
I'm going to say going with lucky number 37.
I'm going to say 79.
Well, you're both very close. It's 257.
Patty, this is why I wanted to do it, to make sure that we're just completely, we suck at this. It's crap.
Me and Taylor sharing a brain cell.
We just found out we're allowed to say crap on the air.
That's why I said that. One brain cell. But hey, so that's good. So the market's going and churning. And
Yeah. Who knows? I'm probably putting my house on the market at the end of the month, end of next month.
If you wait 3 years, I might buy your house.
if I have to wait 3 years, I will give you my house.
Bigger problems, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so now here's my question to you.
Okay.
What, and I don't know exactly what the answer is to this. This is a rhetorical question. What is the attraction between drunk drivers and the KHTS's parking lot?
I cannot help you with that.
Can I help you with that
You
either?
Saw what happened, right?
I mean,
yeah.
Crashed twice in 3 months. And what, I feel like Jerry.
Well, fill in the listeners if they don't know what
I feel
happened.
Like Jerry Seinfeld. And what is the big
what
deal?
What is the deal?
Drunk drivers at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Kramer like comes running in. I have no idea, Jerry.
Yeah, that's weird. Mm-hmm. I just, what also scares me, and this is what brought up this other thing for me, is there's drunk drivers out there at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's a larger concern
that's
for me.
That's a concern. That's
when
a
I'm
major
like out
concern.
And about and walking the dogs.
Well, one was like the dark of night at like, what, 11 or 12, and then this one this week was 7 a.m. There's still sunlight was out.
You know what that
just
means? That means they were probably drinking all night.
Oh, yeah.
It's very possible because, you know, I mean, yeah. So anyway, but that begs me to start thinking, right. which I, you know.
But careful.
Yeah.
Don't think too much.
Easy. Right. Don't pull a muscle. Yeah. The DUI checkpoints, okay? Right. They were saying that 2 weekends ago, 16 people were arrested for DUI, 10 this last weekend. This is one of the things I go, again, things that make you go, you don't have to do it, don't worry about it. Things that make you go, they, I believe, advertise DUI checkpoints from the sheriff's station.
So,
and then we, like here at KHTS, we follow that up, and the signal follows it up with saying, hey, guess what? This weekend, the DUI checkpoints are going to be at a certain place.
Is that how it works up here?
That's how it works. So tell me that's not brain damage.
Yeah, in LA, they don't advertise them, but the second one pops up, everybody's on Twitter, the neighbor
that's what
next
I'm saying.
Door app, everything
it should
like
be
that.
Illegal. First thing is, it's stupid for them to actually advertise it, and I don't understand it. So I called the sheriff's station, and I said, hey,
did
why?
You?
I did.
My God,
and I said,
diligence.
Why?
I dig it.
But I messed up because I had to leave a message because you can't get through, right? I mean, there's Natalie Arriaga that she actually handles the public service stuff. But she says if there's just a question that you've got, just call this number. So I called the number and said, hey, if you have a question, just call us. We'll get right back to you. I made a mistake by saying, hey, I got a radio show that I want. That was stupid.
You're the press, remember.
Oh, that's right.
Stop
we're the press.
Stop the
so
press.
So anyway, I just asked. I said, could you just give me an idea of what the reasoning is that you would actually put a DUI checkpoint in the news.
I wonder if there's some like weird legal loophole or something. I don't know. I mean, when I lived in West LA, they didn't advertise them.
It's stupid.
Yeah.
And so, but you're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. When that happens, it hits social media, and everybody knows it, which just means that all the drunk people are turning left just before it and just going right around
exactly.
it, and it keeps them on the road,
right.
And it doesn't punish them when they should be punished, and all of that stuff. I don't understand it.
Hashtag Uber.
Hashtag, I think it should be illegal to right. advertise it.
No, I agree. No, I'm just saying it. Just the whole thing is
yep.
no thank you.
Yep.
Well, I don't have that problem. Right, ladies?
Okay, here's another thing I think about. This is why I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You know, this is why you get up and work on well, the morning? Well,
there's a lot of reasons. Okay. But this other thing, Dennis Rodman had kept saying, I'm going to go get Brittany Griner. I thought the only way that he should be allowed to go to Russia is if he trades himself for Brittany Griner. It's like, okay, tell you what, Brittany, you're out. You know,
I thought you were going to say if he couldn't come back, but it's kind of the same
thing. No, it is the same thing. Yeah, okay, trade yourself
so you're
and you
a huge
can go.
Dennis Rodman fan is what you're saying.
No, I think what his idea, well, you know, him with North Korea, you
correct.
Know, he gets
that
and snuggles
thing.
Up with yeah. that guy. But he wants to, you know,
snuggles.
It's yeah. Yeah.
No, he's a gem. He's an interesting human.
Yeah,
you know?
No, he's, yeah, he's
the worm.
You know what he is?
Gentlemen.
He's deficient.
That's an inside joke, ladies and gentlemen.
yeah, he's deficient.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'm like, enough.
Yep.
You know, enough.
Okay, next.
That's all I gotta say.
One of my favorite companies, which we're going to hit a few times, left hook, right jab, that type of thing, uppercut. Open Door. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, Open Door is considered an iBuyer. iBuyers, their job basically is to come in, talk you into selling for a lot less than you could get if you
right.
were on the open market. And they do it by saying, you don't want to go through the pain of dealing with a realtor. You don't want to pay those.
Houses.
You're going to have to have an open house, which means you're going to have
stuff.
To vacuum
yeah.
once. And also, you know, it's going to cost you a fortune to do that. So instead of actually listing with a realtor and making $700,000 net, you're going to sell to us and make a $600,000 net. How does that sound?
Right.
And unfortunately, they've talked a lot of people into that, which they shouldn't
which
have.
Which we've talked about on the show.
And they took a $62 million fine for misleading people.
Yep.
They're hurting our equity.
Okay. And now that makes me mad.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Right. You do not want that. Okay, so here's a house in Stevenson Ridge.
Wait, is this the one with the listing we talked
this
about?
This is the listing that we talked about.
Oh,
now,
I'm so excited about these.
The last week we talked about it. Yeah. The last time we actually talked, they had a description in another Stevenson Ranch house, and it said, this Stevenson Ranch house has 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms.
No, and a two-car, and a garage or something.
And a garage. That was the description.
It's a beautiful house.
Made me
want to
see it.
View.
It had a garage.
And we were cracking up.
Well, they've gotten a little bit better, but because this house was $1,391,000, mm-hmm. they actually went and said some things like, a fantastic 5-bedroom home in sought-after Stevenson Ranch location.
Okay.
I love the way they ended it. Relax with your favorite drink in the fenced-in backyard. Oh, my God. It's got a fence. It's not like an open range where there's cows and stuff next door. We're going to have a fence so your cows won't be able to walk out. Well, and your horses.
I mean, I was thinking like for dogs, but I think it's just a foregone conclusion that you have a fenced-in backyard.
How about this?
Enjoy what about a pool.
How about this? It doesn't even have a pool. Mm. Enjoy preparing meals. I'm going to enjoy preparing meals in this impressive kitchen, equipped with. It doesn't say this great
Viking or whatever. Yeah.
It doesn't say any of that stuff. It says equipped with ample. Cabinets and generous counter space.
Because the cabinets absolutely help
are
me prep
much,
the
much
meals.
Better than a Viking, exactly. six burner stove.
I should have said, with a trash compactor or something like that. That would have made me happy.
Now, this is
who
how.
Who writes these things?
I can tell you right now. It's a guy named Ben. I'm not going to say his last name, but he works for, I guess, I don't know.
Ben,
he
if
works
you need for, help.
He's like $6 an hour or something. I don't know. So anyway, so here's the problem. With Open Door.
Okay.
Open Door buys something. Oh, no. Trust me. And we'll get to the rest of it later.
Problem.
Here's the problem. Okay. I looked this up. They bought this house for $1.24 million in January. All right?
Okay.
Of course, they didn't do anything to it.
$1.24. Yep. And they're listing it for $1.391.
Okay. Which makes sense because they want to make a good profit.
Yeah,
they listed
change,
it 90
though.
Days later. And that's terrific. Okay. I get it. Right? They talk the people into taking less. That's fine.
What did they do to it during the 90 days?
Not a damn thing.
Really?
Nope.
Oh, then why do they wait 90 days?
Yeah, that's my question.
Okay. See, I was thinking they were putting in those, that trash compactor I was hoping for. By the way, I do not have nor do I need a trash compactor.
Maybe it comes to that ice machine that you love so much.
Oh,
okay, so they started on 416 at 1.391.
Okay.
Then they continued to drop it every single month by $100,000 to get it to 1.138.
No.
Yep.
No.
Yep. And wow. I don't know what it's in escrow for, but they dropped it. What is that? $260,000.
How many square feet is it?
It's 3,643.
Okay, so she's a big
it's
lady.
Anyway, that's
I
what
wish
happens.
I can see Phil's face they, if you're on Facebook. Like, ugh.
They the don't disdain. Care.
No, they absolutely don't care. But that's part of the reason. Like, you know that when you sell to them. You just need to unload your house. You need to dump the house. That's it. That's the only reason that you would sell to them.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're wait a minute. We're to that point where we have to sell cars.
We are.
You have an Audi to sell?
No, but I have an Audi to drive. Woo! All right, stay with us.
We shall be right back.
White shirt, now red, my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toe.
Okay, hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff on KHTS 1220 AM and 98.1 FM and on Facebook Live. Again, I'm your friend Phil Nardella. Taylor Williams is your friend also. Patrick, who's leaving us, is also your friend.
I need to make a quick clarification.
Uh-oh.
My husband texted me and said that I need to remind everyone that it is, in fact, his Audi and not mine, although I'm allowed to drive it, but he just wanted me to clarify that for the record. So there you go, babe.
I saw a really cute cartoon, and it showed a picture.
Husband and wife about to smack her husband for you.
No, but it was kind of cute because it said one person, one guy, he was standing there, and right above his belly button said, "Innie." And then the next, right next to it, was a guy standing there, and his little belly button was there. No, he had 4 belly buttons, and it said, "Audi."
Uh-huh.
It was cute. I laughed.
I get it. Yeah, I just, at first I was like, this is a family show. You gotta, like, where are you going?
You got to know the audience. Man, that was tough. Is this thing on?
Yes. Well, kind of. I just only have one headphone that works, remember?
Just one headphone. That's funny. That's all you need, right?
Thank
it's you. Like you only need one eye, right?
I don't know. Thankfully, thank knock God. Wood, I've got the use really. Of both.
Okay, so let's keep up on with this whole thing with Open Door.
Let's
do it. So according to Del Preet in Inman, who's a guy who keeps up on all of this stuff, his opinion piece, Open Door doubles down on ad spending, which kind of cracks me up because, let me read this. Hard on the heels of its partnership announcement with Zillow and its $62 million FTC fine, Open Door is banking on advertising to restore its brand reputation.
Trash compactor, that's all I'm saying.
You know, if they want to actually work on their reputation, maybe they should hire somebody that knows how to give a description of a house. But
mislead the people to whom they're trying get as customers. Yes.
Hey, you live across the street from a gas station. They'll never be able to sell it. We're just going to buy it. Okay.
Well, Patty and I are going to be there eating Doritos.
Okay.
Tortilla chips, too.
Exactly.
I'll sell to you. Okay. Open Door's advertising spend has skyrocketed this year, higher during the first 6 months of 2022 than ever before. Obviously, that's $62 million fine was just a slap on the wrist and they didn't care because they've actually spent over $130 million now in the first 6 months of this year. That's a lot.
Yeah, I mean, I read this. I don't know how much you're going to read before I ask you questions. I don't get it.
Yeah, I'm not sure because you know what?
I don't understand it.
In a market to where values are going up, it makes sense. They buy low and then it keeps going up and you know they keep it for 6 months or a year and then they sell it for a lot. But right. Values are coming down.
But I just wonder, this FTC fine is a big deal. Like we've talked about, I've had people reach out to me with my legal hat on about, wait, you know, we were in that situation with Open Door. You know, do we have any recourse, right? My thought is, why are they not working on that aspect of the, hey, let's not lie to you about how much you're realistically going to make or not?
Well, I know one. Well,
I mean, I get you have to advertise to save face.
Yeah.
Cough, cough, Wells Fargo. Like, I get it. But I feel like that's like one piece of the puzzle to make them more successful, right? And this is a lot of money on advertising.
That's so funny.
I have a good one every once in a while.
Yeah, no, that Wells Fargo thing is cracks me up because a lot of people don't know Wells Fargo is terrible.
Yeah.
Even a slowing market, Open Door's foot is firmly on the accelerator, growing the business. This is what I love. And educating consumers at a scale never seen before.
I'd like an example.
I know. Open Door's educating?
Is there a link? Because I thought maybe there would be like a link to another article. There's no link there.
Yeah.
No.
They're educating consumers? No, they're trying to dumb down the consumer so that they'll take their deals, in my opinion. Okay.
I think so.
In addition to key partnerships, Open Door is taking its message to a quick, instant sale directly to consumers in a big way. Open Door's increased advertising spend is driving an increase in home purchases. It's already purchased nearly twice as many homes in the first 6 months of 2022 compared to the same time last year. The reason why that's gone up quickly is because a lot of people are thinking, well, okay, you know, things are going to get slow here.
That is why.
I'm going to see if
people realize, oh, wait, no, no, it's no longer a seller's market.
Exactly right.
So I got to unload my house now before it gets worse.
Yeah, compared to the same time last year, Zillow spent $12 million less on advertising, largely due to its exit from iBuying, while Open Door's ad spend surged $71 million. Mm-mm. That's a lot.
Do you know what I always say? I say this all the time, like literally all the time. I said this to Greg Agug when we talk about Open Door. You get what you pay for.
Yep.
Like, use an agent. There's a reason. You get what you pay for.
Not to mention, it's so much better, and it really is kind of. I mean, I can't say it's easier.
Is Open Door going to answer your text messages at 3 a.m. when you have questions for your agent, like I did to Phil? Probably not.
Okay, so Redfin, which is kind of interesting. Yeah. Redfin has an iBuying division,
right?
So I had somebody in escrow, right, and we were in escrow for a long time, and they finally came back and said, "Look, we have a problem." They owe taxes to the government. The government's not giving them a thing saying that's okay. So they're actually showing that they still owe it, which means I'm having trouble getting the loan for my clients. But if you can just bear with us, they've agreed to sell their condo to Redfin. And now she worked for Redfin, okay. Right? She was the agent on the deal. She worked for Redfin. And I went, well, wait a minute. I really would like to close this by the end of the month. And this was August 1st. And I said, do they know the type of hit that they're going to take? And she said, and I quote, yes, they understand that they're going to lose over $100,000 on the deal. And I went, and they're okay with it? They really want your house that you're selling. I went, I can't believe that's going to happen. And I said, you need to call me every day.
So much money. And you know what's sad? The second you said that, I'm like, three kids. I'm like, I probably sent them each to a state school for that, plus tuition, plus food. $100,000. Is how my brain now calculates things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny how things change.
That's where you're like, this is insane.
It is insane. Okay. And you know what? Guess what? They did it.
Yeah, I mean, it's not your decision, but woo,
they did it. Wow. But I asked her, I said, do they know how much they're losing? Because I thought what would happen is they'd go down that road, and all of a sudden they come out and they go, okay, this is how much we're going to give you. And they went, okay, that's not going to work. Let's just find another house. No, they wanted the house that bad.
Wow.
They lost $100,000 on the sale of their condo to get this house.
That makes me sad. Well, I hope it's an amazing house with a trash compactor. If you can tell that I've had like 1 minute of sleep in the last 72 hours.
You want to hear something impressive?
I would love to hear something
my
impressive.
My house didn't have a trash compactor when I first moved in.
I've never had one.
I bought one and I installed it.
Yourself?
Myself.
Wow.
Boom.
Oh, you
mic
know what?
Drop.
I should give you another shout out really quickly before we transition to the next. I'm still learning my house and Greg is gone and I got home. I don't know, like 5:30 or something. And Lexi's like, yeah, half the power in the house is out. And I'm like, since when? She's like, I don't know, like 10 a.m. this morning.
I don't know.
She has a really high voice. She kind of speaks like that. She's intelligent. But I'm like, Lexi, what the heck? And so I called Phil and I'm like, Phil. And he's like, well, can you try to push this? I'm like, no.
Just go over to this. She goes, no.
No.
She goes, can you come over? And I'm like, yes.
I hear Judy in the background. I'm like, sorry, Judy. I need help.
You know, the funny thing is?
You fixed it.
If you bought that other house, I would have never come. No, I would have. But I wouldn't have been happy.
Oh, the farther one. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so thank you.
You're welcome.
That was very helpful.
I'm glad it worked. I mean, I'm glad it was what we thought it was.
Yeah, now I know where the panel is and the breakers are and like the GFIs and how to, like, now I could fix it on my own, but I didn't have the strength. So thank you.
But I thought that was so funny. You know, just go to the, no. No, how about this? Just come over and take care of
it. Yeah, I'm like, I'll have James come do it. That's fine. No. I'm going to blow up the whole house.
And Taylor scares me, so there's no way I wasn't going to go over. I'm like, oh, I'm on my way.
So sad.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Last thing, and I'm going to let it go.
You're not going to let it go.
Well, I'm going to let it go for this.
For this segment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Breaking down the Zillow Open Door Partnership and ex-Zillow's guy's take.
This is why you wake up at 3 in the morning.
Exactly right. Yep. It's the matchup of two erstwhile rivals and bitter foes to many in the real estate industry that has tongues wagging and agents shaking their heads.
I'll agree with that.
A few days ago, Zillow, a frequent industry punching bag and Open Door also foe to many in the real estate industry, announced a multi-year partnership, one that should fully expect the reaction was swift and contained a mixture of puzzlement and anger, along with cheers for the hope that one or both companies' impending demise.
And this is written by a former Zillower.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep. So you see that I'm not alone. I'm not the only one that has a beef with these guys.
I know
all right? So anyway, the press release said Zillow Inc. and Open Door Technologies have announced a multi-year partnership that combines two category leaders to transform how people start their move. The partnership will allow home sellers on the Zillow platform to seamlessly request an Open Door offer to sell their home. For Zillow, partnering with Open Door provides its users with the iBuying alternative. In return, Open Door gets exposure to Zillow's massive traffic flow. It's a win for Zillow, for Open Door, and for those visitors interested in alternatives. Now, this is what kind of is weird to me.
Okay.
You know, you've got a lot of people that pay Zillow a lot of money to be their premier agent.
Right.
Okay. Now, everybody that's interested in actually doing some kind of an iBuying thing, they're curious, right? You know,
to see what you're going to get.
Yeah, for every 100 people that actually go and ask for the information, maybe 2 will actually sell Open Door. But I'm wondering if they get on, they click on something that says, we want information about iBuying. Do they then go out and say, this is how much it is? Or they say, well, we're not really interested in that. We'd rather sell with a realtor. Open Door then go, that's not a problem. We've got realtors that can sell also.
That's what I would think.
That kind of means that they're Zillow's premier agents are going to get screwed.
Yeah.
Which I find delightful.
They've got to have some sort of fee. I mean, there's, you know, it'd be interesting to see the actual deal between the two.
Yep. But it makes sense, right? Because Zillow gets so many people on their website. It makes sense to have to click through
stuff on Zillow
for iBuying. Yeah. So the whole merger makes sense. I just can't stand it.
Redfin I like now because a lot of times just in a pinch, if I have a consult, I'll look up somebody's house on, you know, realtor.com, Redfin, Zillow, and kind of get a general idea right around what it's worth. And Redfin always says, is this your house? you know, your tentative offer is, let's say it's a $900,000 house, you know, $782,000. Click here, blah, blah, blah. So they've already got it there. They're ready.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this? Fourth round of layoffs hits Keller Williams ahead of Mega Camp. You know, they've got those mega camps. I don't know if they're once every year, once every 5 years. I don't know, but they actually have everybody go, and it's like a big convention. Keller Williams laid off 23 staff members on Thursday, making it the fourth round of layoffs since October 2021. The layoffs came as the franchisers. What's that?
Only 23?
Well, yeah, but that was their fourth, so I'm not sure exactly how many. Okay. Or exactly. Let's see what it says here. Texas-based franchiser Keller Williams has confirmed a fourth round of layoffs over the past year as the company prepares for choppier market dynamics in the face of inflation, rising mortgage rates, and slower home sales. A Keller Williams spokesperson confirmed with Inman that 23 people from a range of departments were laid off, all of whom were offered severance pay and health care coverage throughout the month of September.
It says down here from October 2021 to August 2022, Keller Williams has laid off at least 184
there you
employees.
Go. There so are there the numbers.
Hey, that's nice, though, health care and a severance. I dig that.
Yeah, and you get health care all the way up to the middle of September. That's not a long time. But that's good, though.
It's better than nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, legally, depending on what state you're in, you have to
I think so. You're right. So anyway, we can
that's dreary.
We can go. Well, no, and so here's my question to you.
Okay.
You know, they say,
I'm ready.
You know, it seems like when we talk a lot about layoffs.
Yes. Well, you talk a lot about layoffs.
Well, it's one of those things to where I think, obviously.
We weren't a year ago.
What happened was, when real estate and mortgages were abundant, they had so many people being hired on.
Absolutely.
They're just cutting the cream back off because they don't need
them
anymore.
That's what we talked about. That would be scary for me to be the low woman on the totem pole hired knowing that. You know, there's a switch, I'm the first to go.
Because you're all excited, you're learning, you're doing everything that you can do, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, thanks, bye. You got insurance until next month.
Which also I think is interesting because how many times have we talked about this industry is, you know, looking for people? Like, I see ads for attorneys hiring all the time. Restaurants, we need help. Over the place. Yeah. So it's not like real estate is the only option, you know.
Right.
It's not like people can only take a mostly commission-based job. Like, there's other places that they could find employment. So that makes me nervous.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because none of these people who are getting laid off are realtors. You know, they'll stick with a realtor as long as they're paying your fees.
Correct.
Right? It's all the ancillary service, not the ancillary services, but, you know, tech and all that stuff. Like we talked about
last week.
Yeah. Compass, they were the ones that laid off 1,000 people.
Tech people.
Okay, so mostly tech. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think we'll be back. Yeah.
Oh, and I think by that he means he'd like to take a break. So stay with us. We're gonna see if we can get my left headphone working here.
Nah.
But we've got more fun stuff. We'll be right back.
Good luck on that. Okay, hey, welcome back to Real Estate and Other Stuff, and we've had a lot of other stuff today. In fact,
fun.
I'm glad that my assistant Chris Kulka is in Europe because she'd be going, get back to it, get back to it.
Lucky girl, I want to go to Europe.
Oh, I know. Yeah, she's
having fun.
I'm working without Annette here, though. Assistants are important.
When Michelle's gone, I'm lost. I know.
Yeah,
I'm like,
Sherry
always picks up the slack. She's amazing, but I'm sure Sherry's really glad when Michelle gets back.
tell me if this was in bad taste. Okay,
I'm going to be honest.
I know.
Okay.
You are.
Okay.
Okay. So she went. Maybe I shouldn't ask then. Not if you're going to be honest. Okay. So
it
she
just harkens
went,
back to the. Was that rude that I didn't give the homeless person money because I didn't think she was worth $20? Story, which I thought was rude. But you gave money, so you're nice.
So
okay.
She,
what
she said?
Who's she?
She said
Chris
Kulka.
Okay.
She said she's off to Anne Frank's house tomorrow, and I said, tell her I said hi, right? As a joke. And so she said, we went to Anne Frank's house and it was awesome. And I said,
no
come on, don't give me that look.
I know, but you're already looking at me like I'm not going to approve of whatever this is.
And I said, did she remember me? Because I said, tell her I said hi. And I said, did she remember me? And is she upset that I read her diary? And
that's
she
funny.
Said, yeah, that's what I thought.
Right, that's funny.
And she said, that was in poor taste, even for you.
Oh.
And she was, trying to be funny.
It's a sensitive subject.
And I said, well, wait a minute.
Yeah,
I said,
which I totally understand.
She wrote the Diary of Anne Frank. That just meant I read her book, right?
I think consider the source, knowing you're not malicious. I would have been like, that's funny.
No.
Jerk.
Just a jerk.
I thought it was funny. Was she upset that I read her diary? Anyway.
Chris, all if right. you want him to field his jokes through me before he goes to you, that's fine.
How about this? This is kind of interesting. Arizona town to homeowners will pay you not to rent to Airbnb.
Have you ever rented an Airbnb?
No. Never. I've heard it's tragic.
I've had the opposite experience. Mine was totally fine. The two times I did it was totally fine.
Well, some of these houses, like my house, they would rent it for a reason. And that is probably to have a party.
Yeah.
Right? And then they would just tear
No question that would be your house.
Steve Tindall,
for sure.
You know, our favorite pool man.
I love Steve.
And friend.
He was at my house yesterday.
Yes, he was at my house this morning. He was telling me about he did a really nice house every morning in Universal City.
Okay.
And the guy decided to move and use it as an Airbnb. And he said he would get there after parties and he'd have to pull, beer cans out of the pool.
Yeah.
You know, they just trash it. And I thought, there's no way.
I hope he gets paid more for that.
I get nervous when people are at my house. You know, I'm like, oh, is everything all right? So anyway, okay. So the offer to pay up to $10,000 to homeowners comes as lower wage workers in Sedona, Arizona fail to find housing options they can afford near the businesses that they keep, that keep the town moving. It's weird, and the more I read it, the more it just seemed like it was kind of silly. It's kind of dumb. They offer him $10,000. It says short-term rental owners in Sedona who provide at least to a local worker or long-term resident and who don't use their property as a short-term rental for three years can receive up to $10,000 for a three-bedroom house. So if you just don't do it, you know, and rent it to a local, at the end of 3 years, they will give you $10,000.
Okay.
But they were saying if you actually did the math, they were saying owners.
That's what I was thinking.
Owners would have to charge no more than $2,200 for a three-bedroom home. So they actually put a limit on how much they can charge, and they're saying that these people, if they rent on Airbnb, they can actually make that $10,000 in like 4 months.
When you said that was the first thing I was thinking.
Yeah, it's like
I'm
so
way more than that, especially over a three-year period.
Yeah. It says, what does it say here? It says the average daily rate in Sedona is $301, according to short-term rental data tracker AirDNA. The occupancy rate to the number of nights per month investors can expect to rent out of their listings is 77%, which is $7,300 per month if they maximize their rentals.
I'm too type A and weird about my stuff. I don't want people in my house.
Oh, yeah.
I don't, you know?
Yep.
I'm weird.
That's just not going to work. Okay, so here's an interesting one. Mm-hmm. This is something, another opinion poll on Inman, and this is for agents to agents.
Right.
Okay,
this is written for them. I thought this was fun.
What should you never say to another agent? Which is kind of funny.
I wish we could do this between lawyers. That would be fun. But I think this is fun.
Yeah, it says finding the right words to say to clients is one battle, but keeping the wrong words out of the conversation with a fellow agent is career-long practice. Some might even call it an art, from ethical no-nos to negotiation snafus. Choosing the right words can make or break your reputation. We surveyed agents and a local Agent Ed's real estate community on Facebook, and they had a lot to say about what shouldn't be said. Mm-hmm. Some serious, some hilarious, all fair perspective on editing your texts, emails, and conversations to say more professional and less obnoxious.
Do you ever do that? Like sometimes I'll write a super long email to opposing counsel, and then I'm like, I'll set a timer for an hour, and I'll minimize it, and I'll do other stuff, and then I'll go back to it, and then I'll change it. Because usually when I do that, I'm being a word I can't say on the air, being a jerk.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so then
yeah,
I go
yeah,
back
yeah,
and
yeah.
edit. But I do that a lot. Like,
yeah.
Yep. Edit myself. Yeah.
I had something interesting this last week. I got a call from compliance. I got an email from compliance saying, hey, we want to talk to you about using this auto dialer that you used. And I'm like, auto dialer? Oh, okay. That was a year and a half ago. And so they said, we want you to answer these questions. And I'm like, where'd that
compliance
come from?
Like what?
Well, see, you're not allowed to actually have, if you've got a CRM, a contact relationship mm-hmm. management system, you're not allowed to actually have an auto dialer dial them unless certain things are met,
okay.
right? They can't be on the DNC list, right?
Right.
They've got to be able to say that they've already given you permission and all of that stuff.
Which we talked about last week,
here's the situation. I didn't actually send it from the DNC, from the list, from my CRM list. I actually did it to just everybody. And they went, did you get permission to the people to call you? And I said, nope, I didn't think I had to for one reason. It wasn't a sales call. I never made a sales call. What we were doing was a poll for the show.
Yeah.
Remember? We did 6 months. We actually reported on it every 2 months. And it just said basically, hi, this is Phil Nardella with EXP Realty. This is not a sales call. I'm just asking you two questions. You have 1 minute? And they say, yeah. And I said, you know, according to Inman. 60% of everybody or 40% or 50% because of the pandemic are moving. I said, so I've got two questions for you. One, are you thinking of moving in the near future? And two, is it because of the pandemic? And I would just take those down. And so I told her, I said, never was once did I make a sales call with that. She called me back. She goes, thank you. That's all I needed to know. And I went, did somebody complain? And they said, yes. And I said, a year and a half later? Somebody complained?
Who has time for that?
I think I know who it was. Remember we kind of bagged on a certain company last week? I think that's where that came from.
Oh, man.
Because we're members of the media.
That's good. We are. We're
okay, so here are the top things. All right, we're running out of time. Okay. Number one, this is just between you and me.
I've said that to opposing counsel before.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. Yeah. I've actually said that when I've had permission to tell the people.
Yeah.
I'll actually say, hey, look, I just want to let you know this is what's going on.
Exactly.
You know, my seller said this. And so, you know, it's one of those things that'll do, you know. Exactly. Okay, number two, buyers are liars, but not mine. Well, you know what? That's silly. I've never said that, and it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But we do have a saying in real estate, buyers are liars and sellers are yellers. Okay, that's the way that works. Okay, that your buyer is interested in the house when they're not really writing an offer. Well, who cares? That's
silly. Can't you be interested but not actually? Yeah,
you know,
the trigger?
You can actually say, hey, you know what? They're very interested, but we're still not.
Yeah,
done
like I want to settle this case, but
This is silly. How high or low is your client willing to go? How high is your client willing to go? $7 million. But it's only $750,000.
No, that's a silly situation. Thing. We have 9 other offers. What's your best and final?
Yep. Yeah. Accuse the agent of not presenting the offer. That happens all the time. In fact, I've got an interesting story, and I know I got to be quick. Two agents came to me from when I worked at the other company, and they came into me and they said, hey, we think that our offer wasn't presented. Because it was $40,000 over what they ended up selling for, and it sold from the agent that had it listed. So she's the type that actually would have gone, no, I'm not going to show that. I'm not going to show that. You should take my offer. And
which
they take the offer.
Do. Yep.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's bad.
Okay, how about this? That your buyer loves the property. There goes the negotiation power.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah, that's silly. That you have another offer when you don't.
That's
messed up. I had a client ask me that. Well, can't you just say that you've got another offer? And I said, not if I want to keep my license.
Exactly.
Cut your commission so we can make this deal. Yeah, that's silly.
I love this one. A lie.
You're not supposed
to
lie.
That's a lie.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's probably a good idea.
Fair enough.
Or I've been in business XYZ.
I get that all the time, especially from older male attorneys, like when we're talking. Because a lot of times when a case starts, I'll call and introduce myself and, hey, this is what I think's going on, blah, 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 blah. I heard the discovery issues. You know, I think we can settle. Well, I've been doing this for 30-something years. I'm like, I don't give a beep.
I will tell you, though.
I mean, good for you. God
bless.
This
week, I actually said that to a realtor. Because she wouldn't – this is interesting. She wouldn't actually replace a $10 GFI because she goes, no, we came down $5,000 in the price. I said, that has nothing to do with health and safety.
No. And you
I go,
that.
You know, this is an interesting thing. I've been doing this 30 years, and never has somebody actually decided not to do that.
I'll buy her a GFI.
Then she called me.
You got to hurry up.
She called me 30 seconds later, and she said, by the way, can you put your thing in – All right.
So if somebody's going to actually going to call you, at what phone number should they call you?
Oh, 661-312-3561. How about you?
Woohoo. 661-259-9000.
Yes.
But I will give you $10 for that GFI. She needs it. I know. Patty, thank you so much.
Patty, we love you, buddy.
I love you guys, too.
Good show.
You know
what?
It's not going to be the same.
It will not be the same. And everybody listening, have a wonderful weekend.
And good luck going forward, buddy.
Woo-hoo. Thank you.